Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. Tonight we have a very special guest star, Chris Ruby, from the hit TV show Bravo's Friends to Lovers. Dr. Pat Allen's going to be talking to Chris Ruby tonight about her show and about her relationship. Dr. Pat and Chris, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Good. Let's have fun.
So, I don't even know where to begin. Basically, I want to talk about a little bit about the show, Friends to Lovers. Have you seen it?
I've seen it on the filming that I saw from Kelly.
So I want to know your expert opinion so far on what you've seen in the show in terms of the dynamic between Alex and I.
What I've seen is a darling little girl who does not know how to manipulate men with words.
Can you tell me more about that?
Yes. You're an alpha.
Yes.
And because you're an alpha, you have a bright mind and a very loving heart. And you want a combination of respect and cherishing. There's only one thing wrong with that. In every relationship, there are four people. You have a yin feminine body, but a yang soul, the animus. And the secret is to keep the yang inside while the outside is manipulating through words and behavior and looks. Do you see? And for a man, his job is to keep his male on the outside, his yang body, which is supposed to give to you, protect you, and cherish you. And he's supposed to keep his yin soul, the anima, inside. So when your animus comes out, he goes, "You've scared my little girl." Do you see? But the interesting thing is, we're not on TV, but I'm going to show you what it's like. Here's a beta couple. Now, a beta couple are really nice. 80% of all the people on the planet are beta. They're predominantly intellectual and minimally sensitive, or predominantly sensitive and minimally intellectual. Here's what they look like. They're 30s. He's a guy. She's a girl. He has his inner feminine. She has her inner masculine. So this is 30, 40. You see what's happening?
Mm.
Now they're in their 50s. And the problem with 50s is they are both wanting to be feminine and masculine. But the truth is, nature supports women becoming masculine, and men, when they're aging, become more feminine. So by 60, and by 70 for sure, she's running the whole show. Now, I'm going to give you the message. Alphas are equal at 10. That's what chemistry is created by. Alex, isn't his name Alex?
Yep.
His feminine adores your strength and intelligence. And his masculine revels in your exciting, you know, quixotic, dynamic, intellectual nature. And whether you know it or not, your masculine loves his little girl because you know things about him that our little boy, whether he's been talking baby talk or whether he's been cuddly or whether you saw him sleeping in bed with his little tongue hanging out or whatever, you've seen him. And then you see him get up and get tough and go about business. And the problem is how to relate to two people from your two people. So I'm going to ask you some questions. Do you want to mate or marry a man?
Let's go over the difference.
The difference is mating is marriage without a legal document. Do you want a long term? You've been with Alex 8 years.
We've been friends for 8 years, yep.
Well, no sex.
No.
When did the sex enter?
Well, as Alex said in last week's episode, it hasn't.
Oh, it hasn't. You period. Okay. Well, that's the wedding night, do you see? And up until that time, the four people are jockeying for their positions. But the nice and the not so nice thing about the two of you is there's four people, and it's hard to teach four people to waltz because they tend to bash into each other. But they don't mind it because they would rather be in a chaotic relationship with a fellow alpha than be with the simplistic beta. That's boring.
I agree with that.
Okay. So with that in mind, do you accept the fact? Do you want to be mated or married? Do you want to be legally documented?
Long-term relationship. Marriage. So yes.
You want long-term, but ultimately to end up in a marriage.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if I could I ask you if you respect the way Alex lives? Does he? Do you like his career? Do you like his brains?
I think Alex is smart. And I like that he has. I actually told him to start his business, and then he did start it. So
you know, naturally, yeah. Because you wanted to respect him, and he wanted you to.
Yeah.
Now, does he want to ultimately marry? Do you know if that's the case?
I'm not sure. He doesn't discuss it much.
I got it. So you're friends, just learning about each other. Okay. Now, if you wanted to be respected, you would have to get him to agree to be your cherishable mate. Do you want to be respected, cherished, respected, or cherished and respected?
Cherished and respected.
But that's permanent single. That's permanent single. The only people that can get in a relationship when they want both is either a zero person, which is boring beta, or it's another alpha that likes jousting. And I think you and Alex like jousting. Is that true?
I think we definitely do joust a lot. Although I feel like so far on the show, like it's hard to go to a certain level when we're constantly jousting all the time.
I fully understand that. But I want to teach you in this hour, 50 minutes that we have, I want to teach you how to manipulate Alex with words, the quantum mechanics of words, to impact the quantum physics of yin and yang energy. There's a wonderful book. I give books and movies. And you've got to see the movie Dangerous Beauty.
Okay.
It's all about a girl in the period piece, England, whatever, who loses her dowry. Somebody steals it. And her mother was a courtesan. And she said, you've got to learn to be a courtesan, which is a manipulative woman that gets her money by manipulating men to give her money for whatever services she's willing or not willing to provide. Okay? But the book is called The Yin and Yang Way of Life by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee. And so what I'm going to share with you now is alpha people all want to shift back and forth. I teach them how to teeter-totter. Do you see? So here's the way it plays. When you want to be respected by Alex, you have to do certain languaging things. Number one, don't ask him what he feels. In that conversation, don't ask him what he feels. Are you angry? What are you feeling? Don't ask him what he feels. But ask him what he thinks, what he wants, his opinion, his suggestions, and what, if anything, he wants you to do to help him.
Okay.
So that's tool number one. Now here's the catch. When he, remember I said bump, bump, 50s, and when you're alpha? When he asks you what you think, tell him what you feel about the subject.
That's hard for me.
I know that. But I want you to understand you do drive on the right side of the yellow line in America, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And do you drive on the left side in England?
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't have as many accidents.
I have a lot of trouble discussing feelings. I'm much better at saying, this is what I want, this is what I don't want.
I appreciate that. But if you want to be a masculine person all the time, you have to find a man that likes being feminine. And they're all over the place. They don't have any money, and they don't work very much, but they are so cute.
But am I really going to respect that? I mean, I work really hard for what I have and what I've built.
I want you to know you didn't hear what I said. There's a moment when you are going to be in your masculine and a moment when you're going to be in your feminine. I'm going to teach you how to speak feminese.
Okay.
Are you willing? And then I'll teach you masculine.
Okay, and then I'll tell you which one I'm more comfortable with.
I want you to learn to be comfortable both ways.
Okay.
Do you see? Because there are going to be times when you're going to want him to respect you, and I'm going to show you how to do it.
Okay.
And there are times when he's going to want you to cherish him, and I'm going to show you how to do that too.
Okay.
So I'm doing the five tools for you being respectable.
Okay.
Not lovable, respectable.
Okay.
You're going to be respecting him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which causes him to become lovable to you. Isn't that paradoxical?
Yes.
The more they're respected, the more lovable they get.
Okay.
And then they love us until we feel respected. So, tool number one, never ask him what he feels unless he's puking or bleeding.
Okay.
Always ask him what he thinks, wants, opinions, suggestions, and what you can do to help him achieve it. He may faint. I understand that. Okay, the second part of that tool is when he asks you respectfully what you think about something, convert it to a feeling. I feel good about that. It will jar him, and it will stop this. Do you see?
Okay.
Now, you're a smart lady, and you're very respecting and respectable. So when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him, make an appointment. You're Alex. I'm you. Alex, I have an idea about what to do, when to do it, how to do it, who to do it with. When would it be convenient today, hopefully, for you to listen to me? Do you hear the respect?
Mm-hmm.
It will stun him. But what he will be able to do is perceive you as a lovable woman. That's tool number two. Tool number three, he irritates you, but you didn't have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer. Make him right. Alex, you had a right to say that, think that, feel that, do that, but I'm uncomfortable. I don't like that. What do you think about doing it this way and not doing it that way, and what can I do to help you and I do it? That's fighting with Alex. The fourth tool, 90% of all communication. Remember where our show is called Empowered Communication? 90% of all communication is nonverbal. It's tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expressions. But you can't negotiate with it. All you can do is intimidate or seduce. So here's what you'll say to Alex. Alex, I sense by the look on your face you're mad at me. Am I right? Is this correct? Yes. When would it be convenient, Alex, for you to tell me about it today? Why not? Why today? Because when we all go to sleep, we paper shred whatever has happened. We even have a form of therapy, EMDR, where we have the eyes going back and forth between both lobes, the brain. And what that does is paper shreds the minor things that are recorded on our nervous systems. PTSD is deep wound. That's what we're doing with soldiers. And Dr. Shapiro here in ULCA, right, she created EMDR, and it's being used. So what I want you to say is I sense, I think, I believe by the tone of your voice, the look on your face, your body language, your gesturing, that you're upset, mad, sad, whatever. Am I right? No answer. Alex, you have every right not to give me a yes or a no. But I see a not answer as a negative answer. What can I do to help us do better, Alex? See what you're doing? Respecting. And the last tool is when you are so frustrated that you want to attack, give them a timeout or say timeout on the phone. What are you doing? I'm showing you that I'm upset, but I'm so upset I can't talk. So what is it you want me to do? I want you to ask me what you can do to help us feel better. Now, those are the five tools for a woman who wants to be cherished. Now I'm going to give you, Alex is sitting right next to you. Never, ever ask her what she thinks, wants, opinions, suggestions, ideas. Tell her what you think and ask her how she feels about it. And listen to the words. I feel angry about that. I feel sad. Watch her, Alex, because very often, very bright women say, I feel that. That is not a feeling. I feel you is not a feeling. I feel we is not a feeling. So use the words, I feel angry that. I feel sad about. Do you see? You got that, Alex? All right. Now, Alex, when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, question, or you want to cheat, you want to complain, you want to, you know, complain and do those things, you have to make an appointment. Chris, I have something to say that may be painful for you. When would you be most comfortable today hearing me? Do you see? Mm-hmm. He's got to make an appointment to bitch, moan, teach, preach, or question you. You have to get permission to teach, preach, bitch, moan, question. Alex, when she irritates you, don't just go off and get frustrated and play sad little boy. I saw you on the show.
Yes, I saw him too.
Okay. So, Alex, would you be so kind is when she irritates you, but you don't have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer, would you please say to her, Chris, you had every right to say that, think that, feel that, do that, but I think I want you to respect me by doing it this way. How do you feel about respecting me? And what can I do to help you feel better about respecting me? Do you see? Then the next tool is, I sense, I think, I believe by the tone of your voice, the look on your face, your body language, and your gesturing, that you're upset about something, Chris. Am I right? Yes. When would it be convenient for you to talk about it today? And what can I do to help us feel better? And the last tool is time out. When Alex does a time out, you say to him, or whoever you're with, what can I do, do you see, to help us feel better? That's what he's saying. You're saying, what can I do to help us do better? Whenever you help a man do better, he feels cherished. Whenever a woman is cherished, she feels respected. But you and Alex are both alphas. Therefore, you both are clumsy about how to speak respectfully and how to speak lovingly. And I've given you the message here. Okay?
Now, Chris, do you have any questions about...
Yeah, do you have any questions?
No, thank you so much for that. It definitely feels challenging for me to even try and incorporate all of that, but I'm going to try because obviously I don't have the answers and you do, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah, practice on somebody you're not romantically interested in. Do you know the reason? Because that person will most often be a beta that you don't fit with. See, here's Remember I told you two alphas are equal at 10 and they have to teeter-totter? That's what I'm teaching you, how to teeter-totter. Alphas can't go with betas. Their brains don't connect with us and their hearts don't connect with us. So if you practice with Alex, I don't know if you're going to end up with Alex, but you've got to learn how to be with an alpha as an alpha. Okay?
Okay.
So do you want to bring up an experience with Alex that we will role play?
As in, you know, something from the show, or?
Why not?
Okay. Let's talk about the famous scene from the show from a few weeks ago with the ex-girlfriend when we were at
his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, we were at dinner.
Was she an alpha or a beta?
He doesn't tell me anything about her, so I don't know.
Okay, but what do you guess? Why did they split up?
I have no idea. He tells me nothing.
Pardon?
He doesn't tell me anything.
He's pretty closed mouth.
Yeah, he's. I mean, I try. Believe me, I try and get
He doesn't share a lot about that, Chris. I've noticed that too. I noticed that you talked to him about that, and he wasn't sharing.
Now I will demonstrate how to ask him. Alex, I want to ask you a question about your personal life with Miss What's Her Name. Are you willing to consider my question? And he would say, no. Would he say no to you?
He actually would say no, in which case that would start a fight again.
No. Then you would say, you have every right not to divulge what, you know, what I want you to divulge. And I totally understand and appreciate that we may be friends forever. But if you want to waltz with me, you see, Chris, you either disco, which is very non-intimate, can't even tell who you're dancing with. It's called hooking up sexually. Or you can be with the beta and you be a 10 and they be a 0. That's a codependency. Or you can waltz. And waltzing is when four people, one is Fred Astaire and one is Ginger, in every sensitive situation. You don't need Pat Allen or her tools on good days. Have you ever had flowing days with Alex?
Maybe. Like,
okay.
Well, maybe.
Those were days when the four of you waltzed. Do you see?
Yeah.
But what I teach is verbal waltzing.
Okay, so here's the situation. So
good.
I'm doing my investigating online, and I see that his ex-girlfriend is liking things on his Facebook page, which makes me feel uncomfortable, right? And
yes.
People gave me a really hard time about this on Twitter, so this is a great one to bring up because they thought it was very immature and very childish.
On his part, your part, or
my
both?
Part?
Okay,
oh, wait, so
you go ahead.
Part. So, so basically, we're at dinner, and he brings up me meeting his father, and I then bring up, well,
Mimi's her name?
Oh, no, meeting his father.
Oh, meeting
yeah,
his
meeting
father.
His father. And
okay.
Then
I thought I jumped to the conclusion.
Before I even could go there, I said, you know, what's going on? I see that your ex-girlfriend is liking all of your stuff on Facebook, and I feel really uncomfortable about that.
Yes, that's right.
And he said that's a massive insecurity on your part. And then I got up and left and ran down the street.
And you would have said, you have every right to hurt my feelings by putting me down, but that's going to cost you. I'm going to be leaving now unless you apologize.
I just walked out. Yeah, I didn't say anything. I just got up
that's
and left.
That's the point.
She did, but here's a question I have.
What?
He did follow her down the street quite a way, and I was like, wow. He is really following her, and she was trying to get away, so he wasn't respecting the timeout moment that Chris was, of course, she didn't say timeout, but essentially, in my mind, getting up and walking away was a way for her, of course, to protect herself. She was feeling very vulnerable and very upset and hurt, so she walked away, and that was her timeout, but Alex did follow her.
All I would ask her to do is to say, Alex, you have a right to insult me and hurt my feelings, but unless you apologize, I'm going to leave. What that does is, watch what that does. It anchors you in your logical mind, but grounds you in your sensitive feelings. So he sees you as a complete alpha woman. See, you people are bashing into each other man to man or woman to woman. I'm teaching waltzing.
So, Dr. Pat.
What?
Are you saying when he's acting in his feminine persona, she should shift to her masculine persona?
Absolutely.
And vice versa?
Yes.
So she needs to learn how to gauge where he's coming from on any particular day.
When he jokingly insults her, does he jokingly make snide remarks about her?
Yeah.
Okay, that's his feminine. When you do your, this is the way good men are, you're doing your masculine. Do you see? I ask that he gets permission from you before he makes his joke, and I ask you to get permission. I have something to say about your treatment of me, Alex. When would it be convenient today, hopefully, for you to listen to me?
So what about the part with my feel, like, maybe I'm saying this wrong, but when I said I really don't like, you know, this makes me uncomfortable that your ex-girlfriend is liking this stuff on Facebook. How is the right way to say something like that? Or do you...
I'll show you how to say, Alex, I want to talk to you about your friend girl on Facebook, and are you willing to hear what I have to say? You've got to get into his left lobe respectfully. Is he right or left-handed?
No idea.
Well, do you ever see him eat?
No,
she left.
I'll have to watch the show again. I don't remember. I don't pay attention.
He sounds like a right-handed man. Okay. He has a smaller corpus callosum, which causes him to be in one lobe or the other. He can't blend them like you, all four of us girls. We have a bigger corpus callosum. Therefore, everything we think, we feel, and everything we feel, we think. Now, left-handed men like Einstein, Picasso, Da Vinci, Michelangelo, four of the five last presidents, Obama, McCain, Bill Clinton, they have brains built just like ours. So you can tell it because they can talk feelings and thinking at the same time. Alex can't do that. He cannot neuralize. If he's right-handed, he cannot feel and think at the same time. You can.
You know what? So, I think he's right-handed. When he wiped the ice cream off your chest, he used his right hand. Off your shirt? Remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Right-handed. If he was left-handed, he would have...
would have had to do it with the left hand. So the book on this is The Brain That Changes Itself by Norman Doidge. We now know that the brain is neuroplastic, and I am rewiring the Broca, which is the speech center in the left hemisphere. You and Alex are four healthy people. Four. But you speak at the same time, male to male, female to female. Do you see?
Yeah.
And that just causes a collision. Will she be able to get this program?
Yes, I will make sure she gets it. Chris, you can contact her.
You have got to get it. You know, you've got to get this so that you understand. When you want to say something sensitive from your feelings, you've got to go to his thinking. When you've got something smart to say, you have to go to his feelings.
So what if all of this feels like a lot of work? What if I'm naturally one way? I guess that's my question for you. Like, what if... Do you think it's worth it to just reprogram yourself to do what you're saying to do?
Not if you're willing to marry a beta.
Oh.
Are your mom and dad both betas, or alphas, or one of each?
I would say they're both alphas.
They're both alphas. How do they communicate?
Probably, I don't know, sparring, maybe?
Do they disco, slam dance, or waltz?
I have to think about that one.
I want you to.
I don't know. I mean, she's pretty tough also, so...
But is he as well?
Yeah.
Or does he play feminine when she's masculine?
No, they're both tough.
So are you telling me that you've lived in a combative home all of your life?
Oh, I can't say that. I don't think they'd be happy if I said that.
Don't let them listen. Hide us. I'm just sharing with you. Do you have any siblings?
I have a brother who's absolutely wonderful. He actually just got engaged.
Now, did he get engaged to a beta or to an alpha?
A beta.
Yes. Is he a beta? Is he mostly brains with small heart or mostly heart with small brain?
Oh, that's an interesting one. I mean, he's the complete opposite of me. He's like a really nice, like, very...
He's a girl.
Well, no, I'm not saying no. Oh, my God. I'm going to be disowned by my family now. He's just... he's not. In that relationship, he's the alpha.
He's the man.
Yes.
He's the respectable one.
Yes.
And she's a beta.
Yes.
So they are biologically destined.
They work very well together. No issues.
Okay. She does what he wants.
Yes.
That's a beta. That's not you. Do you understand? You're an alpha. Alex is an alpha. There's four of you. And if you don't learn to waltz, you're going to smash into each other.
So what if I just... What about just being with a beta then?
Most alpha women can't stand the boredom of a beta, even though if they're really rich, they're worth it. See, Harvard did this study. We like men for status and financial stability.
But what if we have that on our own? I have that.
If you have it on your own?
From working. I don't need that from
I fully understand that. So then you just want to get laid, right?
Oh, God. Okay. I can't say that either. I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you this much.
Oh, tell me.
Like, I like the idea of someone being around me, like, being nurturing, being caring, you know, during the day. Like, I'm working so hard. Things like, you know, dry cleaning or all of these other things or washing the house.
Have you read Getting to I Do?
I've read it so many times.
Listen to me.
And I fail.
Andrea is masculine and wants a feminine husband. Remember Andrea?
Yeah.
And then there's little Leslie who wants to be a little feminine with a masculine man. I just come out with a new book, and it's called Dating Advice for Alpha Women.
Oh, I want to read this.
You're not kidding.
I need to read this.
You're not kidding.
Tell me about it.
I've got it in my car.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the copy.
Oh, my. I'm going to read it right away.
You know what? Betas can't even understand what it says.
Really?
Because it is so cunty. Now... Do you know that the word cunt is a very good word?
No.
Do you know what the meaning of it is?
No.
Ancient wisdom, cradle of wisdom. When a woman speaks cunt, she wins a point and he doesn't know how she did it. I'm teaching you how to speak cunt because cunt is nicer than bitch. Do you remember the book, Why Men Love Bitches?
I have that book.
I fully appreciate that, but I think being a bitch is too competitive.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Alex's feminine loves your feisty male, except I'm not sure he's going to want to live with it, and I'm not sure you're going to want to live with a man that doesn't love your feisty male.
Well, and Chris, you said something earlier when we were talking about, why don't I just go with a beta? Pat says, you go with a beta, and then you said, well, I won't really respect that. So you are thinking to yourself, you want somebody to respect. Now, we know that you are successful and you're in your own right, and you can take care of yourself financially, but there's another aspect to it.
The personal, emotional, the sensual, the sexual. Harvard did a study, and they asked 10,000 people at Harvard, why did you marry? Two-thirds of all masculine men and women mated and married for sensual and sexual stability, a loving home, and a sexually desirable and available body.
Okay.
One-third of masculine people mated and married for status and security. I'm married to her. Two-thirds of all yin people, that's feminine, two-thirds of all yin people, whether they're men or women, mostly women, mate and marry for status and security. One-third of yin people mate and marry for sensual and sexual. Now, in women, that's called a cougar.
Hmm.
For men, that's called a gigolo. So, do you want to marry a beta or mate with a beta, even though I'm giving you the tools for manipulating Alex or any other alpha man with your subtle use of the quantum mechanics of words. Beware of your thoughts. because they become words. Beware of your words, they become your habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, at the doctor's office being healthy, and in every single relationship, especially alpha relationships. All I'm teaching you is five simple... I'm a transactional analyst. There are psychoanalysts, they're Freudian. I'm Freudian. There are analysts, they're Jungian. I'm Jungian. But I am one more thing. I am a cognitive behavioral transactional analyst who's a Harvard-supervised specialist in alcoholism and sexual addictions. Now, why am I bringing that up with you? Because any time a man or a woman are using mind-altering chemicals, the men go feminine. So every time your little friend Alex has wine or beer or a drink, you're with a girl. And every time you have a drink...
I don't.
Okay, then you're... And I don't either. But Alex does.
Alex does, yeah.
Okay, then guess what? He's a man when he's sober. He's a woman when he's not. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And do you have any girlfriends that drink?
No, not many.
Okay. Girls that drink knock out their feelings to go up into their head. Your mother role modeled how to be a respectable woman, right?
Right.
Okay. Your father demonstrated how to be a respectable man. And apparently your brother is copying him.
Mm-hmm.
But your brother's not marrying an alpha like mom.
Yeah.
So how are we going to get you mated and married if you're not willing to learn how to speak both alpha and beta?
Okay, that's a good point.
And to be cunning. Which
cunning?
To be basically learn to speak cunt, you know, to be cunning in the way that you
I
go
want
about
you
it.
To learn to manipulate men that are alphas, because you will be bored stupid with a beta.
I'm going to say yes, indeed.
I'm going to tell you one scenario. My husband died after 18 years. I've been married, you know, I did 20 years single. He died in 03. Then I had a wonderfully powerful minister. I'm Catholic, and I was studying. I wanted to study a little bit about what are Protestants doing, you know. They have great music. I really like it. Anyway, he died. Now I have a wonderful 85-year-old man, rich, alpha, right, who doesn't care if I'm retarded. Of course, I act a little retarded to manipulate him, but I'll tell you one of my slips. Do you want to hear it?
I want to hear it.
Okay. He lives in Houston, and so... He's still running his company, and I'm still doing my business, and so we visit back and forth, right? Well, when he came to visit me, I wanted to get to the office. You identify with that.
Yes.
And he, being the woman that he is at 85, has hauled enough, you know, suitcases and clothes to last 5 years. So I'm wanting to help him, right? So I go in the bathroom, pick up a bottle of shampoo, and I bring it into, you know, where he's packing. He takes me by my little blaze denim jacket out to the hallway and says, "Sit there on the luggage rack." And I laughed my head off, because you know what I didn't do? I didn't get permission to mother him, to help him pack his stuff, and he doesn't want it. Because he's a man. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you would be amazed at how retarded I can act to get my way.
Okay.
I'm just suggesting. These are tools of communication, especially for alpha people.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, just alpha women in general. I mean, do you think that they should all use these tools? Do you think it's harder for them to date in general than beta women?
It's almost impossible. I'm going to say something so nasty.
Oh.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Alpha women would rather be a mistress to a powerful man than be married to a beta. Ask Jennifer Flowers.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? They can't be with, they don't have my language. They don't know how to act respectful. Do you see? When the man needs to be respected. Therefore, he cannot cherish her.
Mm.
See, you don't use my stuff on good days. And once you learn, see, your mom and dad don't mind. Okay, I'm going to say something else. There are three elements in a relationship have to be there, chemistry. Have you got chemistry for Alex?
I think we have chemistry, yeah.
I got it. Do you have cultural, religious,
yep.
and
compatibility? Yeah.
But you don't have good communication.
Yeah, we don't at all.
And I'm going to tell you something. He's a right-handed that can't get it because he's not here and we have to manipulate him. So what's wrong with manipulating him?
But isn't that bad? When I think of the word manipulating...
No, gamey is bad.
Okay.
Gamey is intimidation and seduction. Manipulation is respect those you want to love you.
Hmm.
Did your mother respect your brother?
Yes.
Okay. And does your father, is he proud of your brother?
Yeah, of course.
I've got news for you. I'm very sad that they didn't teach you how to be cherishable.
Well, I don't think it has to do with them.
You have said, I don't know how to take the time to learn to talk like you want.
It feels very challenging for me.
You know what? Isn't that what therapy's for? I'm giving you a chance to just manipulate with five little tools. Don't ask him what he feels. Only ask him what he thinks. When he asks you what you think, unless you're doing business together, if you're doing business, your mom and dad work together?
No.
Okay, if man and woman are working together, they make an appointment to be men together. They go to an office or to a table or someplace where they both agree that they're both, I think, you know, they are both men. But as soon as they step away, they switch to, I have an idea. Would it be convenient for you to hear me? I have something to say that may be painful. When would it be comfortable for you to hear me? See what they do?
Mm.
They waltz.
Well, I'm going to try and waltz. I mean, if you think it will work, then I'll do it.
And practice on people that you're fussing with, but they're really not people you care whether you fuss with or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think the show is a really great opportunity. I think just because of what we're talking about, I think watching myself on it, I was able to see, you know what, I don't have all the answers. There's a lot that I don't know. Obviously, the way I'm doing it isn't the right way, because if it was, then, you know, things would be different.
I know. So
that's why, you know, I definitely feel like I learned some humility through watching the show and seeing what other people had to say. And that's why I really wanted to come to you to just get, you know.
Honey, there's only 20% of the human race is alpha at the same time. 20. But 10 of those are bad people. That's Hitler. Do you see? So I want you to understand the chances of you meeting alpha men that are balanced with sensitivity and brains, very difficult. There's a lot of rich betas, boring, and there are a lot of beautiful beta women. You know, have you ever wondered why alpha men like to collect beta women?
Why?
Because they're easy to handle. They do anything they're told.
I've been told that I'm a handful and I'm very difficult to
handle. I've got news for you, and I'm teaching you how to be a real alpha woman who's both respectable and cherishable with five tools. And I'm giving you the book as soon as we're off the air.
And we have a tool book, too, that I'll send you some sheets, some worksheets.
Oh, that would be great. I'll do them all.
Good.
I'll do them all, and I'll share the success.
How about watch your mouth? Shouldn't she have watch your mouth?
Yeah, and also cover.
Or the truth about men will set you free. First, it will piss
Oh, yeah, I want to read that.
Okay, and then, of course, my favorite is...
Which is?
Conversational Rape. And here's why. It really shows you...
It's an overview of my doctoral work.
It does, but what it really does is, when I read it, I have to tell you, I slid down in the chair and, like, covered my face because I realized that in some cases, I was the rapist. I was the conversational rapist. And I realized, I don't like that when somebody does it to me. And so it was sort of like a guidebook for me of what's good and what's not good. And one of the things is, my question for you, Chris, is what is it about the communication part of it that seems so hard? Is it feel like it's contrived for you, or that it's so foreign?
Language is contrived for everyone. There's a man named Alfred Korzybski that was a partner of Sigmund Freud, and he wrote a book called General Semantics, and this is what he said. If you don't know the meaning behind symbols or signs, you can't negotiate. Before you're 3 years old, you experience only pain and pleasure. Words are mama, dada, yeah, fine. At three, you can be in therapy. I've worked with 3 years old to communicate. But once you learn language, whoever teaches you the language owns your soul. I want you to be a complete human being. I want you to speak male and female by choice when it is necessary. Right now, you're exquisite as a respectable human being. But your language is not cherishable enough for an alpha man. If you get a beta man, or you get another alpha man that likes to joust, your mom and dad, have at it. The problem is, that's kind of miraculous, since only 10% of the population are good people. Hmm. Who know how to communicate.
Are your parents still together? Are they still married?
Yeah, they're still together. Over 30.
But they like jousting.
Yeah.
If you've got chemistry and you've got communication, whatever the style, you can fight. You see? If you've got chemistry and communication, you're negotiating a deal, whether it's a prostitute or whether it's a job. If you've got chemistry, if you've got compatibility and communication, you're only friends. See, you and Alex, you're friends, but you're also with chemistry. So you have to balance these three aspects in order for the four of you to waltz.
I'm going to try it.
God love you. Do you see? And I want you to know how much I appreciate your willingness to hear this alien system and consider even using it. But I'm going to warn you, when you get your first win, when you manipulate is when you know you're doing what you're doing. It's called politeness. It's called etiquette. It's called obeying the law. That's manipulating. I'm going to obey, you don't put me in jail, right? Gamey is, you don't even know you're doing it. See, you feel completely okay. You're respectable, and to you, you're cherishable. But you only speak one way.
Okay.
And dear Alex, he speaks one way. He won't negotiate. He won't answer your questions. He puts up his wall. Okay. But that's good for the show. That's controversy. But if he used this system, you and he might be able to be in love chemically, compatibility, and with communication.
Well, I think that sounds great. I'm definitely going to try it.
You can see the chemistry between the two of you.
It's there.
In the show.
Yeah.
But I can see where you get frustrated sometimes. I can see where he does, too. I mean, he's like, oh, she's made a list for me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That is really interesting.
I saw that, too.
What do you think about the list?
I think He has a right to write lists, but he's got to ask you how you feel about him.
No, Chris
wrote the list.
Yes.
I showed up at his work event and wrote the list.
And then you've got to ask him what he thinks of it. You've got to respect him.
Did I ask him what he thought?
No, you asked him, and I understood your point. No, she asked him to please listen to her until she got to the end of her list.
And he did?
He did, not at first. What he said was, am I going to get to be can I rebut this list?
Yeah, he wanted to fight.
Can I speak for my female is what
he was
saying.
He wanted to fight on it.
Right.
He wanted to speak his feelings about the list.
Yes. Yeah.
You gave him the list from your mail, and he responded with, am I going to get to talk to you as a girl?
He did actually respond. It was almost like an automatic shift into the feminine. Because he did ask that, and he did, I mean, you could see it in him, he was frustrated, he was a little bit tongue-tied, and he was like, am I going to get a chance to say anything or rebut this?
And he doesn't want to fight with you. He wants to waltz with you.
What about right after that scene with his father, when I met his dad, who then told me I was nothing more than a childbearer, I believe.
Yeah, a childbearer.
And I nearly lost it.
What he was saying is he was calling you a beta.
No, he wanted me to be a beta.
Yeah.
He said, you're alpha. I want you to be a beta.
Yes.
You'll get along with my son if you're a beta.
I already said that. I want you to be an alpha who knows how to fake beta so that Alex can be in his right lobe comfortably because he can't get back and forth as easily as you do.
Okay, we are out of time. We're going to have to continue this off the air. Chris, I want to thank you so much for coming. Dr. Allen, once again, awesome as always. We'll be here next Friday.
Yes, we will.
You can find us at www.drpatallen.com and find us on Facebook. Again, thank you, Chris.
Thank
Good
you.
Good night.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.